This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. The predominantly white Burlington area school district, about 30 miles west of Racine, has been grappling with how to address and teach children about racism. On Monday night, the school board adopted an anti-racism policy, but the people who were advocating for such a policy say it's not enough. Darnisha Garbati says she's been pushing the district to do better for students of color for years. She says it started with the way her now 12-year-old daughter, who is black, was treated in school.
My youngest daughter has been spit on. She's been pushed down the stairs. She's been called the N-word. Racist jokes have been told about her. And the district has taken a complacent stance against racism.
Burlington has also struggled with how to tackle the subject of race in the classroom. The school district was the center of a controversy in August when fourth grade teacher Melissa Stotts talked about the Black Lives Matter movement with her students. Stotts says the students were asking about Kenosha, where Jacob Blake, who is black, was shot by police.
At least half of the lesson, the big focus was just talking about racism in general and where it comes up and what we can do to try to stop it and speak up, you know, and fight for people. And then we turned to the current climate in our country and the social unrest and what they had been seeing, you know, for the last few months.
Some in the Burlington community were outraged by the lesson, saying the Black Lives Matter organization is too political or leftist to have a place in the classroom. The school district initially took a neutral stance, but after pushback, Superintendent Stephen Plank released a statement clarifying that the district rejects racism. Plank declined an interview request for this story. Darnisha Garbati, whose black daughter was taunted in school, formed an advocacy group called the Burlington Coalition for Dismantling Racism. It met with the school district early in 2020 about establishing an anti-racism policy. But Garbati says the superintendent and school board have not involved coalition members in the process of drafting a final proposal.
Burlington is a monoethnic town. You have less than 0.5% of black people, and you have 97% white people. In order to truly see equity and change, they have to start inviting people of color at the table to make these decisions. And that's what you don't see happening.
This week, on Monday, the coalition, along with area faith leaders, held a prayer vigil calling on the school district to take stronger action against racism.
Melt away hatred, melt away fear. Melt away indifference! Melt away racism!
The group then protested at the homes of school board members who were meeting virtually that night. During the virtual meeting, the board unanimously passed the anti-racism policy that Garbati's group condemned as insufficient. Board members said this policy was just the beginning of their work. Here's Diane Wood.
The anti-harassment, anti-racism policy of the Burlington Area School District is acknowledgement that racism will not be allowed in our schools. The next step will be the creation of clear and strong administrative guidelines to support this policy.
Board member Peter Turk specifically thanked Garbati for sharing her family's experience with racism in Burlington schools. He said, "The board is listening." But the words of reassurance are too late for Garbati. Her family is leaving Burlington.
I feel like we're not safe here. There's been threats. And to live in enemy territory when you're in a war against racism, it's just not wise to do.
Garbati already withdrew her two school-age children from Burlington this year. They're now attending Kenosha schools, where she says they feel more accepted. Stotts, the fourth grade teacher, plans to stay in the district and push for leaders to follow through on promises of anti-racist curriculum and staff training. She says she'll continue to talk about racism with her students. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.